Centers for Positive Living.
Let's turn this on. We're so glad you could join us this morning. And now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word for Sunday, July 7th. The title is Beautiful. The affirmation is, my open heart discovers beauty all around me. I see beauty in soaring mountains and rolling seas, in majestic forests and kaleidoscopic fields of wildflowers. I hear beauty in music, bird songs, and the laughter and conversations of people in fellowship. Searching beyond my senses, I discover a greater depth of beauty. The mundane items and landmarks I may take for granted take on a deeper beauty when my memories fill them with meaning. My dear ones become even more beautiful to me when I pause to remember our fondest experiences and the love that binds us. I move through each day with my mind and heart open. Now even the most ordinary items, places, and circumstances become more and more precious and beautiful to me. And from the Bible, and all of this with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image. That's from 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Okay, now it is time for Shirt of the Present. Please join us in singing for Maggie and Matt Williams.
We'll have a little lead in, and then twice through, yes? In the midst of the people, God said it would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just 2 or 3.
All right. Make sure
there's a holy hush around us. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel God's mighty power and God's grace.
It's time for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There's only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now it's time for a welcoming song. Becky and Matt will lead us in our welcoming song, Open the Eyes of My Heart. Please stand if you wish and remain standing afterwards as we greet each other.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Repeat that again. Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your mercy and love as we sing, holy, 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 Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
To see you high and lifted up.
To see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your mercy and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your mercy and love as we sing holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy,
holy, holy,
holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy,
one more time.
Holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Matt. That was wonderful. Now we're here in the center and online with Zoom. Please greet each other whatever way you feel comfortable in the center. On Zoom, turn on your gallery view. Why would you put that on mute so the Zoomers can hear each other, please?
Hello, Zoomers. We have people
greetings.
In the sanctuary, we have people in the garden room, and we have people on Zoom. Only a few of, two of us on Zoom have our images up, though. Rest of us are not visible. But hello, good morning, happy Sunday. Yes, hi, Fred. Good to see you. Good to see you, daughter, Nina. Mm-hmm.
Good to see you. I'm working two devices here.
Good to see you, daughter, Alana. Alana's saying hi to everyone.
Hey, Alana.
And Carolyn. Mike Chester. And Susan, lots of people. I don't know what it's like where you are, but it's certainly warm where I am today. 100 degrees, they say it will be. I'm in Eastern Washington at the moment, not Mossy Rock. So I hope wherever you are safe and happy and well taken care of.
We have our board meeting. All are welcome to attend. Are there any other announcements here on Zoom?
Yes, here. Yes,
I'm
gonna be bringing my mom up here. She's going to move nearby, a mile or two away.
Where's she staying? Where's she going to be?
There's a new care center that's been remodeled, Wellspring, over across from John Wells.
Oh, I missed
it. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yep.
So I'm going to be
on Zoom.
I would just remind people that there's an opportunity to be reader, and the schedule is there on the door, and you can sign up.
All right, still looking for readers. Okay, now it's time for our union statement. Katie, will we catch up? Here we go. Now let's all say this together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. It's now time for a song of joy. Becky and Matt will lead us in I Am Blessed. Please stand if you like. By Susan.
Yes. And the two affirmations we'll say during this reading are up on the screen. The power for July is understanding. Understanding is the ability to know, perceive, and apprehend. The location of understanding in our body is the front of the brain. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine the front of your brain. The color representing understanding is gold. Visualize gold filling the area in the front of your brain.
And I hope it's not melting like this candle. The first affirmation is, my understanding of truth deepens and directs my life. If you would say that with me, please.
My understanding of truth deepens and directs my life.
And now from Reverend Bronte Colbert. I pause and call upon my spiritual gift of divine understanding for insights into my daily journey. If I'm not sure of the path to take, which decision to make, or what words to say, I allow spiritual understanding to guide my mind and heart. Understanding takes me to deeper levels of compassion, non-judgment, and connection to others. I use the faculty of understanding to see beyond human appearances and into the light of truth. I perceive and am grateful for the gifts, the joys, and the presence of the divine in every event or circumstance. And from Proverbs 2, 1 through 5, my child, if you accept my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, if you indeed cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the awe of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And our final affirmation is, with spiritual understanding, I see myself and others with compassion. Would you join me in saying that?
With spiritual understanding, I see myself and others with compassion.
Thank you, Susan. Now it's time for our meditation song. Feel free to stay seated if you like. Becky and Matt leave us a brief alternative.
I breathe and turn within. I open up my heart and feel God's presence. I breathe and turn within. I breathe and turn within. I open up my heart.
for our affirmations. Please join us in the affirmations. We'll say them together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to be in the perfect time and in the perfect way. This is the first Sunday of the month, so we will be praying the tradition Lord's Prayer, and I believe Nina Songbird is going to sing for us here. So let's turn the Zoomers off.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, and deliver us from error, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Nina. And today, thank you, Matt, will be playing Melody.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Right, thank you, Matt. Now it's time for a speaker. We have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning we will hear once again from Dr. Gloria Funches, who is going to continue her series, Go Through the Door, in 2024. Take it away, Dr. Gloria.
Right, can you hear me? I hope so. If not, let someone know. Happy Sunday. Welcome, welcome. The series I've been doing this year is Go Through the Door in 2024. And I'm speaking about the doorway into the kingdom of heaven, the consciousness of the kingdom of heaven. And we need to do that individually and collectively so that we are co-creating with Creator heaven on earth. It's up to us. And Spirit told me this morning that we need some lifting up. And I was smiling when I heard one of the first songs that Matt and Becky sang, I Wanna See You, and be lifted up, speaking to Jesus the Christ, to be lifted up. So I want to see you. And key to that process, however, is what we have in our hearts. This focus today, each aspect of Go Through the Door in 2024 has a different focus. And today the focus is the way is narrow and beautiful. The way through the door is narrow and beautiful. So here we are, co-creators with Creator in this masterpiece called creation. And the greatest artist is Creator. I think we can agree about that when we look around us and look within us. And as we do this, as we see through the heart and see the beauty of this creation within us and around us, we can see ourselves transforming and being transformed into the consciousness of the whole. So let us do this today with the meditations of our hearts and the words from our mouths. Let us not just do that today. Let us do that every day. In the beginning, what there was the word. So let us take responsibility for how we are shaping our universe and how we are able to perceive and experience the beauty around us. We'll begin to experience the active intelligence of the beloved Holy Spirit and the infinite source and substance of creation. We'll experience it within and around us, anywhere you feel that active movement in your body today. Acknowledge it, pay attention. It might not just be an idle tremor. It might not just be an idle flash of energy. It might not just be, you know, a tingling in your fingers or toes. Pay attention to that active power of the Holy Spirit working within you if you are willing to open your heart. So let's lift one another up today. Let's lift each other up. We are children of Creator, not children of our circumstance. You can say that in the privacy of your home or in the sanctuary out loud. We are children of Creator, not children of our circumstances. Through the powers of the infinite substance and source, we have the potential to unfold into the Christ consciousness here and now. As we have been shown the ways into and out of suffering by Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus the Christ, and other embodying the one God presence. There is a Navajo prayer from the indigenous people of this land we call the USA about walking in beauty. Our word of the day is beautiful. And we've been opening up to that as we've started. So let's listen to this prayer. In beauty, I walk. With beauty before me, I walk. With beauty behind me, I walk. With beauty above me, I walk. With beauty around me, I walk. It has become beauty again. Today, I walk out. Today, everything negative will leave me. I will be as I was before. I will have a cool breeze over my body. I will have a light body. I will be forever happy. Nothing will hinder me. I walk with beauty before me. I walk with beauty behind me. I walk with beauty below me. I walk with beauty above me. I walk with beauty around me. My words will be beautiful, in beauty all day long. May I walk through the returning seasons. May I walk on the trail marked with pollen. May I walk with dew about my feet. May I walk with beauty before me. May I walk with beauty behind me. May I walk with beauty below me. May I walk with beauty above me. May I walk with beauty around me. May I walk in old age, wandering on a trail of beauty, lively, may I walk. In old age, wandering on a trail of beauty, living again, may I walk. And what's most powerful about that is with beauty inside me, may I walk, which will set us on the path to heal the past in order to create the future that we envision for all, for ourselves, and for the good of all. For that to happen, for kingdom of heaven, kingdom and queendom of heaven on earth to happen, we have to have that consciousness, that wholeness, that remembrance in our souls and in our hearts of wholeness. And once we begin to remember the wholeness, despite what is going on around us, despite choices being made about the path of destruction, we can choose, all of us, the narrow way instead of the breadth and width of the path of destruction. So to enter this kingdom of heaven, we are matching and aligning our visions, our actions, our deeds, every cell, every fiber of our body, and we're choosing, we are surrendering. We are surrendering to the will of God in our lives. We are surrendering for that direction because many of us have plans, of course. We have plans. We have plan A. We had a vision and we have a plan about how it's going to unfold. But sometimes in the power that creates for the whole, we are not harnessing plan A. Plan A is delayed. Plan A is possibly flawed, but we become attached to plan A instead of to what we've been directed to do by spirit. And in that attachment, we might miss a lot of moments of beauty. Now, do you know what I'm talking about? We might miss a lot of moments of beauty. We might get up in the morning when we have plan A and we're all excited. And we are all focused on it. And this is how it's going to happen, especially when other people involved, we've even decided how they're going to behave, right? In our plan A, how they're going to fall into line with this. And they're going to be so excited about these changes we're bringing in ourselves and maybe for them too. We have some plans for how that's going to unfold. It's great for us to have these intentions, and it's great to watch spirit bring those into living form in due time, because sometimes our plans, given the nature of where we are with our consciousness and given the nature of where we are with our hearts, aren't the same as the Most High plan. And we find ourselves delayed. And what happens in those delays? My experience with clients, students, and myself, in those delays, I become more and more tempered into the consciousness of the infinite substance and source. I begin not to just pray for what it is that I want to happen, but pray for the good of all. I begin to pray for those I might have previously held as enemies. That while I'm doing what I'm going, what I'm doing and whatever I'm going through, that they have also what they need to live and to prosper. That we all have what we need to live and to prosper. That in the beauty and abundance of our universe, in this creation, that we all have what we need. And that people can awaken to the consciousness of Most High, can awaken to the blessings that are there, that are no longer tempted or attracted to or compelled on the path of destruction. You know, when you think of beauty, I also think of Beauty and the Beast, right? Beauty and the Monster. So some of us, we wake up in the morning, we're focused on beauty. And sometimes during the day, depending on what's going on in our lives, we feel a little bit of the presence of the beast. There's alligators, I used to say, you know, snapping at your heels. Something's chasing you around. Something is bothering you. You got some things that you have to take care of, and you feel those creating a particular reality or vibration around you. So you may be anxious about that, or in fear about that, or in resentment about that, or in anger about that. That's why it's so important to address whatever the issues of the heart and soul are, so that you can be at peace to surrender all of that circumstantial information, all that circumstantial and situational information to Most High. Do what you can do and be about the business of the vision that has been given to you by Spirit to unfold and to manifest. And to watch that get deeper and deeper in your own understanding, your spiritual understanding. It has to come through your heart for you to really recognize the bridge between that and higher levels of consciousness. Beauty above you, below you, around you, within you. May you walk. And may you experience. And the scripture that goes with this particular daily word today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image. Ha, with unveiled faces. That means not only can I see you more clearly and around me more clearly, but you can see me clearly. And as we begin to see through our hearts, you see, we have to use the heart as a sensing mechanism. It's not just about our compassion. It's about being able to hear the music behind the words, being able to see underneath the behaviors and actions, to be able to touch what is not yet visible, but you can recognize it. When the veils are lifted, it releases or reveals to us who we are. And when we turn to our Christ consciousness, the veils are lifted, and whatever is underneath is seen, whether it's temporary or eternal. They used to talk about not being able to look into the face of Moses because sometimes his countenance was too bright. And he had a veil over his face and they could not see his true countenance in its glory. But when we turn into this consciousness, when we enter and choose the narrow way, when we choose to surrender, when we choose to get out of the way, And I hope you have a lot of familiarity with the experience of getting out of the way. Because right now, in these times, we're using the power of spirit in the natural form in the universe, but also the supernatural, the supernatural power of creation. And access to that, the way is narrow and beautiful. It's not dependent on material. There's certain things that happen in different traditions, like in Sundance, and people say, well, it's not possible. You can't be physically active like that for 4 days and four nights and drink no food and eat no, you know, drink no water and eat no food. That's not really physically possible, but it is. People do it all the time. Because in that process, there has been a connection made between the natural and the supernatural. We're not functioning with our dependence on the human material world. We're functioning with the divine aspects of humanity, with the supernatural, with the super consciousness, with the infinite substance and source. So we're functioning, if we're not drinking water and eating food for 4 days and nights, on spiritual substance with full energy and full access to what it is that we're guided to do. You don't have to be a person who's engaged in that particular ceremony to do what we're talking about here, to surrender, to say, I accept and surrender into this Christ consciousness. I accept the Christ within me and put away those things that may have separated me from that consciousness. I lay those things down. I have gratitude for what I have learned. I have gratitude for what I have been taught by those lessons, by those experiences, by those experiments in life. But I am willing to enter the kingdom of heaven on earth and be part of building that foundation. Because what we have after we've made that surrender is we're building from a spiritual foundation. We're building from a different foundation than we were before. Everything we did before makes sense in the context of what we were building from. So this is a covenant that we have with Creator to work from the spirit of who we are, you know, the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. And that's where eternal life exists. That's where we understand that power, where we would ordinarily be weary. We're able to feed from the spirit and be nourished, where we will ordinarily give up hope. We're able to have some light shine on the situation and show us the possibilities. In that Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, it says, nevertheless, when a man turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is that very spirit. And where the spirit exists, there is liberty. But we all, with open faces, see as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and we shall be transformed into the same likeness, from one glory to another glory, just as the Spirit comes from the Lord. That's what gives us our access to self-healing practices. That's what gives us our access to meditate and perceive the beauty around us, even if we have trouble in our relationships, even if we have trouble in our family, even if we have trouble in our work, even if we have trouble in our community. And it's with the heart opening that will take you or lead you into building bridges rather than destroying connections or destroying the connectivity or destroying relationships. There's some things about the narrow way in various places in the Bible and in other sacred texts, but one I want to share with you. Just in Matthew 7. Enter in through the narrow door, for wide is the path and broad is the road which carries to destruction, and many are those who travel on it. Oh, how narrow is the door and how difficult is the road which carries to life, and few are those who are found on it. Well, we need to be multiplying ourselves exponentially at this moment, because our solutions to much of what we're dealing with, they may get acted out in the political arena, but the answers need to come from spiritual solutions. They may get acted out in the economic arena, but our solutions need to come from the spiritual directions. Enter in through the narrow door, for wide is the door and broad is the road which carries to destruction, and many are those who travel on it. Oh, how narrow is the door, or how difficult is the road which carries to life, and few are those who are found on it. And before this part of the message in Matthew, Jesus is speaking about knowing how to give and treat others in the way you would want to be treated. Mind you, it doesn't say treat the other person the way they treated you. Do I have to say that again? It doesn't say treat others as they have treated you. It says treat them as you would want to be treated. Narrow is the door. Now, there are a lot of behavioral scientists who learn from studying mice and dogs and people, who say no. They treated you negatively, you treat them negatively. Narrow is the door, and beautiful is the way. It's a powerful message. It's something to practice, something to experiment. And once you do it, I promise you, Spirit will show you a way, will send you a direction, will send you a message when you make that choice. Even if you've made it before, if you recommit and make it again here now, that you surrender into that consciousness and that guidance, Spirit brings you a message. One of the ones that messages that is powerful in that regard is the song called Children Go Where I Send Thee. And we have a rendition of that song done by the Spelman College Choir. They really are singing that song. Because, when we pray for something and we pray for that guidance, then we should be willing to do it. We're not always willing to do it. We may start out willing until things get a little difficult, but go where I send thee. That's a way of saying, so when I give you a direction, move on it. Move with it, move on it. Nina, do you have it?
Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I must send thee one by one.
the Lord thy God of your being will send you. And some of the places you will be sent into may not feel comfortable. You may, out of your personality and out of being comfortable with the broad way rather than the narrow way, say, I'm not going down there. No, I'm not going over there. Some people got shot when they went over there 100 years ago, I heard. You know, how often are you breaking those boundaries of discomfort? How often are you, or have you said no or ignored the message to go where the Lord sends you? The message is not go where they're paying me the most money. The message is not go where I have the most people like me. The message is not go where most people will agree with me or go where most people will accommodate me. But if you look deeply, the message in wherever Spirit is sending you where the vision will be most accommodated. I came from DC to Mossy Rock, so don't tell me you can't go where a Spirit sends you. I came from Washington, DC to East Lewis County. Don't tell me that you can't go where the Spirit sends you. And people were looking at me all the time saying, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Why are you here? How did you get here? And I guarantee you, they didn't ask everybody that they met that was new in East Lewis County, how did they get there? That wasn't the first thing that they asked people, but they certainly wondered how I got there and what was I doing there. So we have to have our hearts open to see the beauty. We have to have our hearts healed, not to be wounded by the things that happen when we go where the Lord sends us. So we have to be about the business of our work. And I invite us all to a practice, a spiritual practice of building altars today. I invite you to a spiritual practice of building altars within your home and around your home, because an altar can be a 3D representation of how you become transformed into this consciousness, this super consciousness, this Christ consciousness of the infinite substance and source. An altar can be your personal reminder every day in your home of the process that you go through of laying down the past, resolving the past wounds, and embracing more and more your potential and the vision that Spirit has brought you, and some of what happens along the way. Could be your 3D representation of that in multiple dimensions that excites you, that reinforces you, that encourages you, and that reflects what Spirit is telling you. It can be a 3D representation you've seen from someplace else, or it can be one that you create. It can be one that's guided by the scripture. Whether you're looking at a scripture in the Quran, or you're looking at scripture in Hinduism, or you're looking at the Bible, or you're looking at Odu from Ifog, you know, whatever you are looking at that shows you a path and a way, represent that in at least one, if not two, altars in your home. Make it a spiritual practice to put it together, a spiritual practice to sit with it, a spiritual practice to pray in relationship to that altar, so that you are able to remind yourself and keep your heart open to the way that is narrow and beautiful. And in that way that looks narrow, it's not that you'll feel confined, because some people won't jump into this because they say, oh, well, if I'm doing, I'm gonna have to stop doing this, I'm gonna stop doing that. You know, not true. It's a question of where your bliss will be coming from. And the bliss that you have here through that door is infinite. The bliss that you have here and the energy that you have to do what is yours to do on this planet and beyond is infinite. And the companionship that will show up in community and people and relationships is here. It's all based on your choice to surrender. Now you can say amen, ashe, hallelujah, all my relations. But say something, because that's how you affirm your understanding and how your heart expands and opens to be willing to go where that spirit sends you and do what the spirit says do, as the old spiritual say. I'm gonna do what the spirit says do. I'm gonna sing when the spirit says sing. I'm gonna show up where the spirit says. It didn't say show up and you'll be comfortable and everybody will love you. No. So, but that's how you transform yourself. How can you expect other people to be transforming around you and to stop having wars and to stop destroying and to stop killing babies if you're not taking that inner me and transforming it yourself with all the beauty that you have and all the beauty with which you are created? And so you are. Let's have a meditation quickly here. Let's close our eyes. I know I'm going over time, so I'm going to move us into the meditation, into being able to visualize the circle of life. The circle of life that we're all standing in, all of humanity, all of living beings, the circle of life on this earth, this planet. All living beings, and that we're in this circle and it spirals outwards and outwards and outwards. And that in this circle, there is a gateway. There are many gateways, but one is narrow. There are many possibilities of where we can go, but the one we're picking is narrow. It's beautiful, but the beauty of it we see most fully once we cross the threshold. And in our mind's eye, and in our hearts, and in our souls today, we have the option to surrender. We'll surrender to beloved Holy Spirit, that active intelligence that moves through us, wakes us up, teaches us something, shows us the light, shows us our shadow, shows us what needs attention, changes the energy in our body so that we feel its presence. And we see Most High, the divinity that governs life, whoever that is for us. And in that process, we surrender. Not my will, but thine. May they become one. May I become one with you. May I hear with spirit eyes, ears, and I see with spirit eyes, feel the spirit body. More and more having the appetite and taste for spiritual food, for what you're bringing me to nourish my body and soul, that I may enjoy my earth walk, but be guided by my spirit walk. I accept this fully, along with the healing practices that you will show me to help me along the way. While other things pass away, what I am taking in now is eternal. And I build this place, I build this new house, this new body, this new mind, this new consciousness on the rock that is you. Oh my God. And so it is. Amen. Ashe. Hallelujah. All my relations. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Dr. Doria. For a few minutes to reflect on Dr. Doria's message. A few seconds.
What?
Let's pray for a healing prayer. We'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone. Speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, and those we've lived cannabis for, and those who connect to bodies. Loving Father God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine work. Amen. That is our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be in a spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and in our hearts. Divine love, grooming, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now it's time for a blessing of thanks. Let's all say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiply abundantly, and so do us. Now it's time for our prayer of protection. Let's all say it together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us wherever we are. God is, and all is well. It's time for a peace song. Let's all stand, form a circle, and join hands in preparation for a song of peace. While you're gathering together, let's express our gratitude to those who made our service possible today. Our speaker, Dr. Gary Felches, our reader, Susan, our musicians, Megan Thatcher, Matt Corey, and Nick DePage for the wonderful slide. Next week, our speaker will be licensed student teacher, Audrey Pitchford. Please stay with us for a few minutes if you wish to visit on Zoom or join us downstairs for moving fellowship. Thank you.